Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Captain Jerry Hendricks, the United States Navy retired aviator. Now at the Sagamore Institute, writing at the National Review Online about the military-industrial complex that no longer is straightforward enough to provide security for the supply lines to the fleet, to the Air Force, to the ground forces, Marines and Army, and to our allies. Right now, the Eastern Mediterranean is patrolled by a carrier strike group led by the Ford. The Red Sea Arabian Peninsula is patrolled by the Eisenhower carrier strike group and by Arleigh Burke destroyers and their capabilities of defending Israel and themselves and shipping. That's what's happening right now. That is the fleet in action. We need much more of that fleet. And how do you get that fleet? How do you put it together quickly? You begin just like you say with a tree. The time to do it is yesterday. Jerry, I start with a fact that I gained recently about welding, welders. Lancaster County, one of the lucky counties of Pennsylvania, has a trade school named for Thaddeus Stevens, the great Civil War representative in the House of House in Congress. Thaddeus Stevens is a trade school. They train welders and electricians and air conditioned technicians, but welders. I learned that at a job fair that was held in Lancaster several weeks ago, everybody was looking for a welder. If you can have a welder, you can form your own company and work forever. Where are the welders, Jerry? Where did they go? They were here.
Well, it's interesting you say that about talking about trade schools. You know, vocational schools, technical training used to be part and parcel of the American working class culture. I grew up in an agrarian high school. We had a shop class. We learned how to both do carpentry, woodworking, electrical. We learned how to run a lathe. We learned how to weld. We learned how to work on everything from gasoline-powered engines and diesel engines. And I grew up, you know, working on the farm with my father, and that was sort of part and parcel of our life. So we were preparing people for our local economy. And if you wanted to go to college, great, we celebrate that. I went off to college, but a vast majority of my high school class did not. But across the span of my lifetime, we sort of changed the national conversation, where the idea of working in blue collar trades was somewhat frowned upon, and you weren't going to be a success in life unless you had a 4-year college degree. I think that we've recognize the shortcoming of that approach. There are people who are naturally more inclined vocationally to work with their hands, and they want to work in the trades, and we need them. As I mentioned during our previous segment, at the Reagan National Defense Forum this past weekend, Senator Roger Wicker, who is the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, made mention the fact that Huntington Ingalls, the shipbuilder that builds ships in his state of Mississippi, actually is sponsoring the total remodeling of the trades training program in 11 high schools surrounding the Huntington Ingalls shipyards down near Pascagoula, Mississippi, such that high school graduates immediately following graduation from high school at age 18, 19, can walk out of high school and walk into the shipyard and have a job as a welder or as a ship fitter or as a pipe fitter, or electrician, heating and air conditioning. I know also that this is going on up in Wisconsin because I've spoken with the leaders of that shipyard where the Constellation class frigates being built. This is something that we need to get back into as part of our industrial base, and where we find these programs most prevalent and likely to occur right now are on the southern Atlantic coast near the Gulf of Mexico, in the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, and around the Great Lakes. This is where industrial manufacturing is still part of the culture. of the people around there, and these people are investing in that. But you are absolutely correct. You know, common skills in the past. I mean, John, I was taught how to run a welder when I was about 13 years old by my father. And I don't think that generally happens for a lot of young people today, but it was sort of an ingoing, accepted aspect of our life on the farm at that time.
Is it useful to say that Russia has converted entirely to everything for the front? Defense industry is the center of its economy, that they have a manpower shortage? So because so many people have been pulled into building tanks and weapons and ammo, that even pizza shops have been converted. They draft them out of pizza shops and they build drone factories in near villages that don't have any work. And suddenly everybody's in the drone factory. Does that move Washington, Jerry?
Well, I think it should. It's interesting about those stories. I've read those stories out of Russia as well. And, it, you know, apparently that's happening everywhere except the former Duchy of Moscow, where the politically elite are and where Putin does not want a lot of political disturbance in the local economy or in the local population. But everywhere else, he's looking to convert over their economy to ramp up from the massive losses that they've taken during their Ukraine campaigns. I think that we need to step back. And one of the things I advocate for, which I was so pleased that National Review took this up for the print issue of the magazine, because it cuts against a lot of conservative thoughts that we need to have a close examination of industrial policy. The government had a role in downsizing the size of our defense industrial base, and the government will of necessity have a role in reinflating it. The defense industry is a monopsony. They make products that there's only one buyer for, the Department of Defense. You know, no one else wants a M1 Abrams tank. No one else wants a Boost Glide hypersonic missile.
We have one minute, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that the point here is that the government, starting from the president in the office to the the executive office of the president, down through the Secretary of Defense, and even over with Secretary of Commerce and Secretary of Transportation, they need to step in and establish a coordinated industrial policy that looks at where are the workforce and where are the factories, where are the small machine shops that can begin making components and major components and ships, aircraft, and missiles, and then come up with a plan and have targeted spending plans to, again, get them to modernize and ramp up production.
Captain Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired aviator, now at the Sagamore Institute, writing for the National Review Online. Save the military industrial complex. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.